Hey everyone, it's Sam Okus, editor-in-chief of NRN and your Extra Serving co-host. This is a very special episode of Extra Serving. It's part of a series we're running through the month of April called Get to Know a Nonprofit. We've been thrilled over the years to support a number of nonprofit organizations that either benefit members of the restaurant industry or actively work through the restaurant industry to benefit others. We believe this work is essential to making our world and our industry a better place, and it is our honor to partner with such impactful organizations. But we wanted to go deeper with these groups and let them share more about their mission and how restaurant operators can get involved. Doing good for your community and for your team is table stakes in the hospitality industry, but it can be overwhelming to know which nonprofits are the right fit for your brand and how to activate the partnership at the store level. With our Get to Know a Nonprofit series, we hope you can be educated and inspired to find a way to make a difference in your own community. First up in Get to Know a Nonprofit is Share Our Strength and its No Kid Hungry campaign. One in five U.S. kids is at risk of hunger, and this organization is raising funds to fight food insecurity and ensure that every child has access to nutritious food. Sarah Jamshidi, Senior Manager of Partnership Development for Share Our Strength, join me on the podcast to talk about the impact that the No Kid Hungry campaign has made and how operators can join the fight against childhood hunger. Enjoy the conversation. Okay, I am here with Sarah Jamshidi, the Senior Director of Corporate Partnerships for Share Our Strength and its No Kid Hungry campaign. Sarah, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you, Sam. I'm excited to be here.
Sarah, I'm sure many of our audience are familiar with Share Our Strength and the No Kid Hungry campaign. This has been, in my career of 16 years covering this food service industry, one of the most impressive nonprofit campaigns supported by the restaurant industry. And I guess that's mostly because it is so directly tied to the restaurant industry. But for those who are maybe living under a rock or maybe just got into the restaurant industry or wanting to know more, what is this campaign all about?
Thank you. Well, first off, thank you. That was a wonderful introduction. And I would say the restaurant industry is the backbone of our organization. It's been with us since the beginning. Share Our Strength is a 40-year-old organization. The No Kid Hungry campaign began about 15 years ago. And since the beginning, we've really been supported by the chef and restaurant community. And so it's been incredible. So yes, hopefully many are aware of us. But for those of you who are not listening out there, we are the only national campaign. No Kid Hungry is the only national campaign working solely to end childhood hunger in the U.S. One in five kids in the country is facing hunger and comes from food insecure homes. And so we know that that is a solvable problem. This is the U.S. There's an abundance of food. There are programs out there available to families, but unfortunately, there's sometimes a disconnect, and we are working to change that. We believe that every kid, no matter their circumstance, has access to three healthy meals a day, 365 days a year. So that is our charge, end childhood hunger in the U.S.
And what does the then activation look like? How does the No Kid Hungry campaign ensure that kids are getting those meals?
Good question. And I think it's a big differentiator for us. We're really working on sustainable solutions. So we focus our work on meal programs and making sure that communities and families have access to meal programs. So if you're familiar, programs like school breakfast, summer meals, after school meals, these are programs that are available to communities, but oftentimes they are not set up, because there are a lot of barriers to setting them up, red tape. And then oftentimes, maybe if they are set up in a community, families aren't aware of them or they're not sure how to access them. So what we do is go into communities. We work very heavily in schools and community organizations to create and set up these meal programs, make sure that they're running effectively and efficiently to reach kids. So I'll give you an example, summer meals. Summer is actually the hungriest time of year for kids. As you can imagine, families from food insecure homes, kids from food insecure homes, they depend on that school meal during the school year. And when that school year ends, that meal disappears. So families are left trying to figure out how they can provide that meal. So what we're doing is going into communities, making sure that meal programs are set up, run effectively. We're also working with our legislators to make sure that the programs are created in a way that makes most sense for each community to reach the most kids. So it's a very integrated way of addressing hunger, and one that is setting up communities to feed their kids for good, not just an emergency. Feeding is a very important part as well. But we believe that once we get in, we set these programs up, families have access to them for good.
As I mentioned, I mean, it seems like the restaurant industry has just rallied around this campaign in such a big way over many, many years. Tell me about the scope of this, because you guys have some very significant restaurant brands lined up behind the No Kid Hungry campaign. What does that look like?
Yes. And we're just so grateful for the incredible support we have from this industry. And our charge is really to get everyone involved. So every brand involved. And it makes sense, right? And I think that that's what we're seeing, is that this is an industry that feeds people for a living. So they want to be sure that they're feeding their communities and making sure that the kids are fed. And I would say too, I talk about this a lot with different individuals in the industry. The restaurant industry is the second biggest employer, right? And so this is the future of our country. These kids are the future. And when they are not set up to be successful, when they are going to school hungry, there's a negative effect on that, right? They're not going to be able to do well in school. They're going to be miss school because they're maybe sick. There's a health impact as well, but ultimately they're not set up to be successful. And these, to me, this is the future of our workforce. And so we need to set these individuals up and these children up to have success. And the way to do that is make sure that they're fed. So there, I think that it's just a natural tie-in with the restaurant industry, but there's also a workforce piece to it as well. But to answer your question, yes, we enjoy support from amazing, amazing brands, Arby's and the Foundation, Chipotle, Denny's, Habit, Tropical Smoothie Cafe. So many different brands out there are supporting us in huge ways. And I would say it's in different, raising awareness is so important, and these brands touch millions of consumers every day. So just raising awareness about this issue, but also raising funds, because we know that consumers want to support this issue. It's an issue that I think is close to so many, because while this is the US, like we said, hunger is there. This is in every community, rural, urban, and oftentimes it could be a neighbor that maybe they can feed their family for 3 weeks of the month, but they have to decide that last week, do I pay my electricity bill or do I feed my kids? So I think it runs the gamut, but I think this industry really is embracing that they feel, let's do this, let's end this. And we couldn't just appreciate that more.
For sure. I spent several years as a judge of the National Restaurant Association Educational Foundation Restaurant Neighbor Award. And, going through so many of these applications from restaurants participating in charitable events, philanthropic organizations, No Kid Hungry just kept coming up. I mean, so many, again, restaurants, just to emphasize how many people are participating. And it was often at the franchise level. A lot of the awards we were considering were franchisees who are engaged with this. But what this is leading me to ask about is, activation at the restaurant level. How do restaurants support No Kid Hungry? What does that tend to look like?
Yep, great question. And it can come in many different forms, right? So we really want to work, and I think what's I love about our team is that we really get in there with each partner and say, okay, what are you trying to accomplish? How can this really merge and weave into your business goals and philanthropic goals? And how can we accomplish that? So I would say it just depends. Many of our partners do activations in store. So maybe it's a roundup. Roundup is incredibly powerful. It's easy. Personally, I love just to see a rounded out number on my credit card bill or whatever it might be. But it's just the power of change and how your change can truly make change. And so oftentimes we'll do roundup online or checking out, and that can raise millions, to be honest. Some partners will do a bounce back. So maybe it's like donate a dollar and then get a free product on their next trip, or a pinup campaign. So it sort of can come to light in many different ways, or just a straight out donation that's saying, here's what we're doing. And then I think what I love about our team. We have a second to none communications team that goes out into the community and collects stories from our families and schools, imagery, and that it's wonderful for our partners to be able to use that in our communication. So it can really be many different ways that our partners are showing up. And like I said, all of these things are both raising funds and awareness for us. You're probably going to lead into the big question about our big initiative that we have going on with our restaurants. So should I jump to that or
let's do it. That's a good segue. Let's do it.
So we have a really exciting initiative that we launched last year called the CEO Pledge to End Summer Hunger. And as I mentioned earlier, summer is unfortunately the hungriest time of kids for hungry time of year for kids facing hunger, which again, it breaks your heart to say that because that should be the best time of year for kids. But right now we have a massive opportunity. There was recent legislation that passed that No Kid Hungry championed for years that is changing the nature of summer feeding, that is going to change the number of kids accessing summer meals, or has the potential to change it from 2.5 million to 30 million kids nationwide. This is massive impact. And No Kid Hungry is leading this effort. And I'll give you, without getting too wonky, again, this can get a little in the weeds, but historically, as I said, meal programs have always been available. So summer meals has always been a program, but oftentimes summer meals were operated, like the legislation said that kids had to go to a feeding site so to eat the food. So if they wanted to access a summer meal, they had to go to a certain site, sit there, eat the food, and then leave. As you can imagine, in rural communities, this is incredibly hard. So families oftentimes might have to drive 30 miles just to get their kid to a site every day. For a family already, you know, facing hardship, that is time out of their day, maybe an hour, to take their child to get to that meal when they might need to be working or otherwise. And it's also gas money. I mean, that's an expense to drive your to go that far and come back every day. So now with No Kid Hungry's support, we were able to advocate for legislation that is saying that kids no longer have to go to a meal site. Communities can take meals to kids in rural areas. And so this is a game changer for us, but communities need the resources, right? So now they have the policy that says they can get to the kids, but how are they going to do that? They might not have a meal truck to take it to the children or money to fund packaging. So what we do is we go into communities, and No Kid Hungry is investing $50+ million in this work over the next few years. And again, we are leading this effort across the country. And we are going to be helping communities do things like purchase a meals truck to take the food to the kids out in hard to reach places, or provide to-go packaging that will enable families maybe to pick up 7 days worth of meals at a time. So instead of making that trip, that 30-mile trip once a day, they have to make it once a week. And we're seeing numbers grow and access to meals. And just to give you a perspective, I think it was the stat is something like 87% of kids who do leverage meal programs throughout the year are missing out on summer meals. So this is going to really change that statistic and reach kids.
That's incredible. And sometimes these things feel like such a big hurdle, such a big challenge to chip away at. How does No Kid Hungry, what kind of goals do you guys set for yourselves? You know, because obviously you want to see impact, and there's no doubt anything you can do is going to be impactful. But for the vision into the future, how do you guys sort of set these goals for what kind of success you hope to see come of all this?
Well, and I think it's important to note, like, our program team, we set these goals realistically based on the data out there and using USDA data on what, you know, who is the number of kids facing hunger, the opportunity we have. And so all of this is very data oriented and data centric. So that's really important to know. And I would say when it comes to our partners, and I sort of stopped because we got on sort of talking about what Summer Hunger is about, but we know we need $50 million to achieve what we're looking to do. And so we look to our partners and our amazing partners to say, can you help us do this? And they are rising to the challenge. So when we set goals to say we need to raise $50 million and we want to raise $50 million to invest back in these communities to reach 30 million kids, that is a data-backed aggressive goal, but we feel that we have the support and the champions and the energy behind this. So going back to where CEO Pledge came from was we have this incredible opportunity with summer hunger at our fingertips, right? We know that we have the opportunity. And what we, the way we think about it, our whole goal is to end childhood hunger, right? But if we can end summer hunger, that's one piece of the puzzle. And we have the opportunity right now to end summer hunger with this, what, you know, the opportunity we've been given. And so it was a couple of years ago, as a part of our partnerships, we actually operate something called our No Kid Hungry Dine Advisory Board. So we have amazing leadership represented on this board. Barry McGowan is our chair of the board from Fogo de Chão, and other leadership like Ivana Alter from Habit. We have, you know, representative DVK from Tropical Smoothie Cafe. We have an amazing group of leaders on this board. And when we met a year ago to talk about this opportunity, our leaders said, we need to do something about this. We need to use our voices to get others on board. We need a pledge. We need something to just make sure that others know that this opportunity is here, because if they know, they will come on board. And we launched the CEO Pledge to end summer hunger. Danny Meyer was one of our first champions as well, and he's just an incredible voice within the industry. And I'll say that it first started that the restaurant industry said, we want to take down half of this 50 million. We want to take down 25 million. We think we can do it. And so Inspire came in with $1 million gift, and we have Danny, we have all these other champions supporting us. And we now have 20 signatories on this pledge, including leaders like Paul Brown at Inspire, Scott Boatwright at Chipotle, Kelly Valade at Denny's, Barry at Fogo, and so many others. But then it started expanding to other industries. So Macy's got wind of it and said, we want to be involved with this. And so now Tony Spring, the CEO of Macy's, is on board. We have the Hickory Farm CEO. We have the Kia CEO. So it's just expanding, and everyone is so excited because there's real impact. But it was all inspired, I would say, by the restaurant industry and started by the restaurant industry. And we have still a lot of work to do and go. With our effort right now. But really, as a CEO signatory, when you do sign on, it's truly to use your voice and platform to raise awareness and use your brand to raise funds for this effort. And we've seen so many of our leaders stand up on stages talking about us, reach out to their peers in an email saying, hey, can you get on board? Can you take a look at this? And we think this is a really amazing opportunity for you. So we're just building that. The Toast CEO just came on. Domino's Pizza CEO, Russell Weiner, just came on. So it's really incredibly exciting, just the traction we've been getting. And it's all thanks to the industry and our leadership.
That's awesome. All right, Sarah, last question for you. For anybody who has listened to this and wants to get involved, wants to be a part of this change, what can they do now?
Great question. And I hope we do. I would love for others to get involved and use this time we have together to inspire others. You can always visit our website, nokidhungry.org/CEO pledge. I would love for you to directly reach out to me as well. It's sjamshidi@strength.org, but absolutely would love to be in touch. And those are two ways that, you can reach out, and would love to talk, because we need more on this effort. And just like I said, cannot express our appreciation enough for all that this industry and our leaders do.
Absolutely. And I will be sure to put that information into the show notes. So anybody who's listening to this, email Sarah, get involved with No Kid Hungry, obviously a wonderful organization. Sarah Jamshidi, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much, Sam. Appreciate it.